This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. The city of Springdale is completing the task of installing a pair of renewable energy systems. Today, a 70-foot wind turbine is scheduled to be erected at Shiloh Square in downtown Springdale. Yesterday, a 45-foot tall wind turbine was installed at J.B. Hunt Park in Springdale. That system is a hybrid of wind and solar power. That's the first of its kind to be installed in the country. David Cox with the city's planning department estimates the system will be able to generate 400 kilowatt hours of energy per month.
With the city also, through the same Department of Energy grant, going with LED lighting in the parks and at Shiloh Square on Emma Avenue, we also will have a reduction of energy consumption in the process. So we benefit on both sides.
The system installed today will also include an information kiosk that will allow observers to calculate real-time energy production.
The one at Shiloh Square will have display monitors that will give remote output, real-time data of the systems and what they're generating. Earlier this last year, we installed on the roof of Shiloh Square facing Emma Avenue, an array of 12 solar panels. It's already in place, and it's, I think, at its peak last summer or last fall was generating around 400 kilowatts. So both the wind and the solar system will the data will be displayed on that kiosk.
The installations are funded through a $657,000 Department of Energy grant that the city received in 2009.
An effort by an Arkansas-based nonprofit agency may help thousands of Arkansans get larger tax refunds this year by claiming earned income tax credits for which they qualify. President Cherise West says the Rockefeller Foundation recently awarded a $150,000 grant to expand the number of free tax preparation sites in several counties, including Baxter and Polk counties. She says a large number of eligible low-income Arkansans don't know they can claim the credit.
So not knowing is a challenge. Some tax preparers, and this isn't to criticize tax preparers, but some tax preparers also, in working with very poor and low-income families, don't naturally know to steer them towards the tax credit. And then you have many poor low-income families that prepare their own taxes.
West says nearly 50,000 qualifying low-income Arkansans leave more than $76 million in unclaimed earned income credits in the hands of the federal government each year.
The Arkansas Auditor's Office says it will auction unclaimed property found in safe deposit boxes on eBay beginning Friday. Some items have been unclaimed for almost 20 years, but Deputy Auditor Janet Harris says it's never too late for owners to claim them.
It's very important to note that the right to claim your abandoned property is never extinguished in the state of Arkansas. And we will be making one last attempt for every piece of property that we sell on eBay. We will be making one last attempt to contact the original owner. And if we have any means of tracking them down, we will try to get them to claim the property.
To see items being auctioned, you can go to the website for the Arkansas Auditor's Office.
The University of Arkansas gymnastics team is the number one squad in the nation, according to the latest Gym Info poll released yesterday. Arkansas is tied for the top spot in the country with UCLA. The first ever high ranking comes after the team was awarded its best ever meet score Friday night against LSU in front of the largest home crowd to ever see an Arkansas gymnastics meet. The Razorbacks next compete at number 8 Florida Friday night.
And this reminder, NPR and KUAF will provide live coverage of the State of the Union address tonight from Washington. Our coverage begins at 8. The president is expected to begin speaking just a few minutes after that. We'll also have the Republican Party response after the State of the Union address.